Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa's latest unemployment figures show a slight decline from 33.5% to 32.1% between the second and third quarters of this year. We've seen an increase of 294,000 jobs, and if you're interested, it brings the employed to just under 17 million, the number of unemployed decreasing by 373,000 to 8 million. Lots of numbers, but here's the problem. Despite these shifts, young South Africans remain the most vulnerable, with a youth unemployment rate still alarmingly high at 45.5%. I want to talk tonight to Ravi Naidu, who's Chief Executive Officer of Youth Employment Service. It's an organization, I understand, dedicated to addressing youth unemployment through hopefully innovative job creation programs. Ravi, good evening to you, and thank you very much indeed. And in spite of the positive uptick here as far as employment news is concerned, we certainly can't be celebrating these numbers, can we?
No, we shouldn't be celebrating the numbers, because obviously there's a lot that has to be done. It's, you know, as you say, South Africa is really wanting to create at least, you know, 4 to 5 million jobs for young people. But, you know, we also must recognize, you know, steps along the way, because it is going to take quite a bit of time and quite a few things will have to be done. So 294,000 is not 5 million. But it is a good sign.
Ravi, I understand that there are no quick fixes here, but tell any young South African that it's going to take time and the frustration level just increases.
That's right. And of course, you know, this situation has to be approached from multiple prongs, really. So I think the one is, clearly we have to, when we think about it from a long-term point of view, you have to grow the economy. So the positive signs, if you're creating 294,000 jobs in a three-month period, and many of them in construction, which is what happened, and in retail and small businesses, small and micro businesses accounted for a lot of these jobs, that's a sign that there is some improvement in conditions and environment. You know, people don't spend money in construction unless they feel a bit more optimistic. Mm. That's great. But we really have to grow the economy by about 3% to 5%. And every extra 1% of growth is worth about 150,000 jobs a year. So that's important. I think also what we do at the Youth Employment Service, we're really part of saying, what is it that we can get youth to also do to be part of that solution? So we really generate quite a strong pipeline of young people who go into careers and also go into entrepreneurship. Because the other way to create jobs is to have more young people doing more things in the economy that also adds to, you know, the potential to create jobs. And at the same time, giving them hope because they are part of the solution. So I think programs like that become also very important to do while we grow the economy.
Ravi, you are at the coalface of this debate, if I can mix my metaphors. You are engaging, I imagine, on a fairly regular basis with young South Africans. Do you sense a growing feeling of despondency, or in spite of all of that, do you still note a degree of optimism and resilience?
So I think we have struggled as a country for probably at least 15 years to really get growth going. And I think that does mean there is a pent-up frustration among people about how does this talk and promises, you know, in high supply, how does that convert into changes in their practical, you know, lived experiences? So I think there is that. What we find as, yes, because we are working, you know, we put down the ladders into very disadvantaged communities to give young people their first work experience, mainly in the private sector. So we find, and we, at the moment, 160,000 people have come to the program and about 3,000 to 4,000 a month. So I can talk about that because I see those young people. And they are highly motivated because when you get those chances, what we find is people coming from a more disadvantaged background are much more hungry to really make an impact rather than, let's say, someone who comes from a privileged background because they kind of granted. So we find, I suppose, that there's still a huge amount of motivation to make the most of the chances that you get. So I think it is a mix. There are people who can't get into programs like this and it can cause huge despondency. But when people do get the chances, and it's real chances, you know, then we really find that highly motivated, and then the results are very good. So I think we also have to look at it from the optimistic side, is that there still remains a very motivated, very talented, if not certified in terms of school certificates, but university. But there is still a lot of drive that we can tap in, and then how do we, you know, make that part of the engine of growth?
And part of that is making sure that the so-called skills mismatch is dealt with. And part of the problem, I would suggest to you, is that educational institutions are not always adequately preparing young people for available jobs. There is a disconnect, surely, that needs to be addressed.
Yes, no, and I think that's a huge part of the problem. So Africa spends a massive amount of taxpayer resources on education and skills, and most of the time is poorly aligned with what the private sector wants. So on the yes side, we come from the other angle, because it was a private sector creation with government, that we are on the demand side. So we sit with the companies, and then we can look at what companies need and then say what pipeline will be a good fit for that. And the one bit of advice I would give for anyone who is redesigning the entire system of education and skills for employment is that you have to build these programs with a view to how they connect to where the private sector is and where they are going. That would mean we'd get much more value for money. So I think the frustration is, let's say you went through a whole education and skills program, and at the end you were still not well prepared. So what we do is we really now see the value of the practical work experience that people get. Companies actually give 2 years practical experience is worth almost a university diploma, because it just means you're so well prepared for what they want. And companies need people who are, you know, ready to start. They want practical experience, and young people don't have that. So our program is really trying to get people in for their first jobs by incentivizing companies, so they get incentive when they join.
Just a final one. It's laudable that the informal sector is seeing notable job growth, but this is the problem that I think. I'm wondering if it is a sustainable solution for addressing youth unemployment, or do you think that there are growing risks to relying on the sector for continued economic absorption?
Yeah, no, absolutely spot on. First prize as a country is to get people employed in formal companies, because that's where you learn how, you know, heavyweight serious business is done, by watching the managers and other people. And then from that, we find every year, you know, 15% of our alumni go and set up their own businesses. And they were very well suited, because now they've actually been in a formal company. I think, however, you know, the fact that people go into micro enterprise, often that's, you know, their first work experience, because they need to do something. There is a lot of entrepreneurial spirit there that you can tap. And in fact, even if you have a job, you want people who have jobs who are also thinking entrepreneurial. So I think, yes, we want to expand the formal sector, government working with companies and improving infrastructure to get more people into jobs. But where people are setting up small businesses, even if it's on the side, I think that's also to be encouraged, because we want to have a more dynamic economy, and people just, you know, sort of economic vibrancy is important.
I'm going to finish the conversation with my thanks, Ravi Naidu, Chief Executive Officer of Youth Employment Service. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.